are listening to the Nasty Backpack Podcast.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Nasty Backpack. Y'all listening to the Nasty Backpack Podcast. Let's get to it. All right, guys, I am back. I know I've been gone for a moment. I know the last time I jumped on here, I said I was going to be back. But, you know, just kind of dealing with inflation and dealing with everything that's kind of going on, I decided that, you know what, I got to get back to the basics and start hustling a lot harder than I'm doing now. You know, I took a new position in the company that I work for, which is a substance abuse clinic. And I got comfortable. I ain't gonna lie. I got comfortable and, you know, I wasn't doing outreach as much because I just didn't have the time and I was learning a new position and just trying to get acclimated and, you know, try to learn everything. And, you know, I've learned to work smarter, not harder. And so it's time now that I figure this out and I'm now acclimated to my position where, you know, I know how to work smarter, not harder. I have a little bit more time. And the time that I do have, I don't want to waste it on being unproductive, you know, especially in these times. You know, it's everything has, since the last time y'all heard from me, everything has gone up from gas prices to a gallon of milk to a carton of eggs, you know. And it's time for me to start hustling hard again to get back to where I want to be and to reach my goals. And just simply working on salary is not going to cut it for me. So I got to get back to it. But yeah, we back on the hustle. We back on the grind. And it's time to drop that knowledge again. And so, you know, before we were focused on substance abuse, we're coming back and we still focus on substance abuse because nothing has changed. Things are getting worse. Prices are going up. People are becoming more homeless. The homeless rate is going up. The overdose rate is going up. And being that this is Overdose Awareness Month, August, you know, it's time to start making a difference. So I'm getting back to the outreach. I'm getting back to my community and giving back, you know. And so, yeah, shout out to everybody that does outreach. Shout out to my friends over there at Giving Back AZ. Shout outs to the Arias Foundation doing everything they do for the community on Tuesdays in their event. And shout out to everybody else. All my friends over there at Paz de Cristo that are doing their thing for the Copa Health Center over there. Shout out to y'all. All my peeps. Just all my peeps everywhere. Everywhere. If you're in the field, you work in behavioral health and substance abuse, shout out to you because it's not an easy job. And, you know, it takes coming from... It takes understanding and having the heart for this to last in this field. And so, you know, I'm going on four years strong in the field and I absolutely love it. And I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world because once you figure out how to save a life, it's like a drug. You just want to keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it. And so every time I get somebody off the street and I get them in the treatment, some kind, whether it's MAT services, whether it's sober living, residential, inpatient, detox, whatever, I'm all for it because at the end of the day, you know, my background is case management, outreach specialist, and so, like I said, I'm getting back to the basics, and I want to be able to help as many families, help my community, whether it's in Arizona or a whole nother state. Like if I can give some words of encouragement, I'm all for it because that's what it's all about at the end of the day. A lot of people, you know, with this epidemic that's going on with fentanyl, you know, we're not getting too much knowledge. We're not getting too much education on it. You know, if you're a family and you have your kid trying fentanyl for the first couple times, and you know they're on that road to get hooked and pretty much ruin the rest of their lives. Their lives will never be the same after going through this addiction. And so, it's important to give that education now, and try to prevent as many potential overdoses. You know, it ruins families. This new drug, fentanyl, and all opiates, you know, they ruin families. And so this is where, you know, education and dropping that knowledge out there is gonna, you know, be useful for the community. Now, what is it going to take for our communities to get better? One, it's going to take for us to be better, not judge, and not be so quick to judge. You know, a lot of people see somebody struggling in the community and struggling in the streets. They automatically write them off. They don't want to deal with it. They don't want to see it. But the truth is if we don't start making a dent in the issues that is happening in our community right now with the fentanyl use, we won't have a community. We'll lose it. We'll absolutely lose it. So we don't want to judge these folks. We want to try to get these folks help, as much help as possible. And my thing is working with the police. My thing is working with the fire department, working with crisis teams, building up a team so that we can go out there and really make a dent in the community, try to get people into treatment. You know, one of the bigger issues that I'm seeing right now is that there's not housing. Housing is horrible right now. Rent is freaking crazy, you know. And so, you know, my encouragement right now is to get people into treatment, because they'll put a roof over their head for the time being. They won't have to, you know, the cost of treatment costs a lot more than the cost of rent. And my thing is trying to get people off the streets now. Now, one thing I do hope, I'm seeing a little bit more of this right now with certain insurances, certain Medicaid plans, at least in Arizona, is we need more Medicaid plans to cover sober living, allow people to be in a treatment program, go to work, have a roof over their head, be in a sober environment. Like, that's important right now. Only some Medicaid insurances are paying for that. But I think it would be a big help if more Medicaid plans start picking up those tabs. I mean, I don't know where our government is throwing a lot of the money that they're throwing towards these efforts at, but I think that's neat. I think a lot of the money that's getting thrown out there needs to get put towards Medicaid being able to cover sober living facilities, so that it gives the folks that are trying in treatment and working and trying to maintain a job and want to get sober that chance to get sober. And so getting those folks who are maintaining and living an active addiction, where they're working and maintaining a family and trying to do the right things but are still struggling, it gives them that chance to be in a sober environment and get off the streets for a second and take a time out where they're able to go to treatment but not lose their job. And so that's important, you know. With that being said, you know, we gotta start educating our youths on what's going on so that we're not creating a revolving door. And so, you know, if you go in the community of heavy opiate use, a lot of times you'll see generations of family members dealing with addiction, and all the way from the grandparents, the great-great-grandparents to, you know, that 17-year-old kid to even as young as 13, 14 years old. And so, you know, overdoses this last year reached over 100,000 overdoses in the United States, which is unacceptable. Unacceptable. If, you know, if we're not calling this a crisis, then what are we doing? You know, we're going after, you see our government going after gun bills and trying to push gun bans out there, but where's the band on the fentanyl right now? Where's the, you know, where's the crackdown on that? And so, you know, it's gonna start with a lot of different, a lot of things have to happen at the same time, because if you think about it in reverse mode, a lot of things are happening right now, currently in reverse mode, that's causing addictions to be, the addiction rate and the chances of overdose to be a lot higher right now. We got inflation, we got gas prices high, we got high rent. You know, it's summertime, our borders open. You know, the amount of fentanyl that's coming across the border is crazy. We're seeing communities just get sucked in by this opiate pandemic, and it's just, we need to start really cracking down and focusing on some of the root problems that are causing these issues. And like I said, right now, inflation and rent and gas prices and cost of living is all playing a huge factor in what's going on right now. It's amplifying it. It's not the cause of it, but it's definitely amplifying it. And you know, when you're in a position where you're struggling to pay rent, you're gonna make some decisions to be able to do what you got to do to be able to cut to get, you know, to be able to make ends meet. And a lot of people are taking the easy route. You know, they're getting these pills for some pennies on the dollar, you know, if you buy enough of them. And so it's really one of the biggest problems is that it's coming across the border, and even though they're catching a bunch of it, you know, we hear about $1 million drug busts every single day pretty much in Arizona. Think about all the millions that are just flying across not getting caught. You know, we're only hearing about what's getting caught. You know, I'm tired of seeing these young kids overdose in these communities that, you know, they're trying it for the first time and they're getting a bad batch, and it's just, it's too much. You know, there's enough fentanyl coming across the border probably daily to kill everybody in the United States. And so really, we got to really kind of take this problem and start really focusing on it. And you know, you see, there's a lot of companies and a lot of people pushing towards the goal and efforts to better the community, but you know, a lot of it's, we're falling short because not enough companies are doing it, not enough money's getting thrown out there, there's not enough grant funding. And you know, there needs to be a better system. You know, we're getting retrained to believe that certain things are what they are. Like, we need to take a look at this problem and really put some effort into this, like, because this is what it is. You know, people are losing family members every single day to this drug. I mean, you go on TikTok, you go on Facebook, you're gonna see and hear about an overdose. And so this is where it's like, we gotta really start putting the efforts where they need to be. You know, at one point I thought I was not be able to save the world with all the outreach I was doing. Reality is, it's just not enough. There's not enough of us to push towards it. And so I think we need to start up a new DARE type program that hits the junior high schools and starts educating junior high students on this deadly drug called fentanyl. Deadly drug called benzos, the fake benzos that are being fucking pressed out there that to make people think that they're taking a benzodiazepine and they're really taking fentanyl. You know, they're finding fentanyl in weed now. People, kids that are buying their weed off the streets and not getting it from a dispensary is tracing back to having some batches having fentanyl in it. And it's just, it's crazy right now. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. And so we need to start bringing that education back into our schools so that we can start educating these young kids on the dangers of trying this drug even once. You know, it's just not worth it. It's not worth it whatsoever. And so, and just educating them on where, if they try this drug and they get hooked on it, where they could potentially end up at. And there's not many options. And it takes so much from them. So much. If it doesn't take their lives, it's going to take every coping skill. It's going to break every relationship. It's going to, you know, it's really, really, and it's really, really hard to reverse it. It's really hard to reverse it. And like I said, it's going to take years of your life to get back to normal. And I've seen it. I've seen it personally on multiple levels. And so we got to start, you know, we got to start there. We got to start educating parents, you know, maybe school board meetings. There just needs to be more public announcements on this deadly drug called fentanyl and with some actual solutions and not just making us aware that we caught another batch of, you know, 1.5 million pills going across the border. Like, let's really start cracking down. I think the drug laws on this need to be enhanced. I think we got to make it where it's not worth being a drug dealer for fentanyl. Because think about it. If you're a person that gets 1 million pills, you know, that's a potentially 1 million people that you murder. You have the potential to murder. And, you know, they're putting a whole lot of effort into the gun problem in America. This is a lot worse of a problem. Crime has gone up dramatically, and a lot of that crime is based around drug dealing, drug dealers, and just people that are, you know, the cause of fentanyl that's based around it. You know what I mean? There's kids getting into their parents' stashes, overdosing on their parents' stashes because they thought it was a candy, or, you know, we're seeing that story starting to circulate a lot more, that narrative starting to happen a lot more in houses and homes, and it's, we got to put a stop to it. And so, you know, you guys are going to start seeing me in the community a lot more, starting to put an effort back into getting people into treatment, getting people off the streets, out of homelessness, bringing my case management skills back, but educating other people on how to be great case managers and get serving in the community so that we can hit the numbers, get the numbers up so that we can really fight this battle, because it's not fair right now. It's not fair. It's not fair that our borders are wide open so that this deadly drug can get across. It's not fair that, you know, we're letting countries get away with mass production of this drug so that they can get into America and get into our streets and get into our kids' schools and in our kids' hands. And you know, our we gotta do more. We definitely have to do more before it's too late. And when you have 100,000 deaths in 2021, and 2022 is already shit, from what I hear, it's already up there. You know, we gotta start really, really cracking down on it. You know, as I said before, we're seeing numbers. Everybody knows somebody who's overdosed on this drug and lost their lives. I know plenty of people that have overdosed and lost their lives, and I know plenty of people that have overdosed and survived. But it's, we got to start fixing this problem. But with that being said, that's all I got for today. I will check back in with you, y'all, weekly, if not daily, give you guys updates on what's going on in the community, what's going on. If you guys want a simple rundown of my form of treatment, what I would suggest for somebody that's struggling, definitely subscribe to this podcast, and our next episode will be cracking in on what I feel is the best form of treatment for somebody that's suffering from a opiate use disorder, aka, you know, out here right now is the fentanyl issue. But with that being said, it's your boy Nasty Backpack. We out.